And now his rat should have embraced his adult.
Oh, I got a new, something from Social Security.
You did?
Oh.
Yep. This ought to be good.
Security?
This ought to be very interesting.
Well, it might be one of them. The world is busy, so I couldn't go over.
Yeah. I don't know. What is it?
It's your medical card.
Which one? Medicaid or Medicare?
The one with the cross and the little thing.
Medicaid.
Wait, is it red and white or blue?
It's blue cross.
Oh.
And it says your last name and your first name.
All right.
Christine and Cisco.
Yeah, Dr. Amy, whatever her name is. And then your phone number is on there.
Yeah.
But see, that's, I don't see her anymore.
Well, it doesn't, because you didn't update your primary doctor yet. So you have to call them when you start seeing Dr. Brown.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do. When you change doctors,
you have to call them up. So what do I
do? Just leave it as it is.
Leave it as it is for now. When you start seeing, you know,
the other doctor, just tell them that I want to come see you. And
well, she knows.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield. New Jersey, Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Probably you don't have Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
No, my other card was Horizon. That's the HMO.
Oh, that's the end.
That's the HMO for Medicaid.
So you know what you're supposed to call them?
HMO.
Horizon.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
So you know what you do, hon?
Here's your card. Here's your card.
When you're about to see her, just say, you got the real primary doctor on the car, and I want this doctor on the car. That's all. I've done it before. Yeah. It's not hard. It's not a big deal.
All right, so I guess that's a phone number.
I wanted to tell you, me and Laura went to the pantry today.
The pantry?
Right across the street, the pantry.
Oh, really? The food pantry?
Pantry, yes.
Why?
We had to sign up because Laura was getting too much without food and everything else.
What do you mean? What happened?
They gave it to us.
But why?
That's meant for people that really need
that's
it.
Meant for the needy.
I talked to my mom. That's for the needy.
No, that's for the needy.
Yeah, that's for when Laura's really needy because guess what? She's down to nothing.
Yeah.
Well, then she needs to get food.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she down to nothing? I don't understand this.
Because her mom can't afford anything anymore. And
okay.
And
so her mom should go to the food pantry.
That's what we did. We,
her mom should
we,
do
we
it.
We put Laura's name as the food pantry thing.
For goodness sake.
So, and then we're going to get food stamps too.
Really?
Yes.
Wait, you didn't get approved, though.
You have to get approved.
We have to get approved, yes. But we got, we filled out the thing. We're going to see if we do get approved of it. Because we really do need the food in the house.
You have food, but Laura eats it all. Probably the reason why is because she's starving to death because she has no food because her mother's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
don't say anything. You
no,
know,
of
just
course
don't,
not.
You know,
no.
I just don't want anything.
No, but
to
no, no, be no. honest, the food pantries are for people that really need it.
Oh, Jenny on it?
Well, is Jenny on it?
Hello?
Jenny's on it.
She, I don't know her situation, though. And I think Laura does really need it. But her mother really should be the one who goes on it. If her mother's poor, how is she supporting herself?
That's illegal.
Shit. Yeah, that is illegal.
Because
but don't say anything.
No, but my
aunt, I'm not involved in it.
I know, but my aunt Doris, she does the same thing with my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband passed away. He gets survivor benefits. She does the same thing.
Well, here's the thing, though. If she's doing that, then why did she run out of food? That's what I don't understand. Why is she running out of food then? Why is her mother not being able to afford anything? Oh, because she doesn't want to give it to Laura. That's why. She doesn't care about Laura.
No, she does care about Laura, but she doesn't want Laura to overeat.
Okay, but she's got to eat.
But she has to eat something because she's taking my food. So we're. I got what I had to get, and I did.
This is because Laura's not her own guardian or whatever.
She is her own guardian, and she is her own thing.
Then
but
what?
The only thing is, her mother. Certain things like her mother has to do.
That doesn't make sense to me. So Laura is technically her own guardian. She can handle her own money.
No, she can't handle her money.
So she's not her own guardian.
Well, she's her own guardian, but she doesn't handle her money. Her mom handles all the money and her sister. Between those two. But they live far. Her mother lives over by your house.
Mm-hmm.
Where your mother and father is.
Laura cannot touch her money because her mother decided to take it on her. That's the bottom line. And that's what my...
It's what everybody does, huh?
Yeah.
The parents take control of the kids.
Yep.
Here's the bottom line. People who have any disability, whether it's, you know, whether it's...
Well, the cat really loves me because this cat is, like, rubbing on me all the time, Chris.
She does that to everyone, yeah.
So what did you get that you were carrying in?
Yeah.
Oh, I got in lotion, and because one of the people at my dance class felt bad because... One of the, there's these two twins,
mm-hmm.
and they felt bad that I didn't get any Christmas presents. So, and me and my other friend, Heather, always exchanged Christmas presents.
Right.
And what happened was, they felt so bad that they didn't, I didn't get any Christmas presents on Christmas.
Sure.
So what they did is they bought these little spray bottles, lotions, and everything else, and mm-hmm. they said, here, I wanted to give you this Christmas present,
right.
because I knew that you weren't going to get any Christmas presents.
What makes them think you weren't going to get any presents?
Well, because my mom can't afford it, and neither can I.
Jesus.
And
what is it with the parents today?
Well, because my mom can't afford anything. Chris knows what happened.
Oh,
with that
really?
Stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
My stepfather took all her
money and spent it
on drugs and everything.
What?
Well, wait, but wait a minute. Doesn't your mom get disability?
It all goes to her rent.
It all goes. See, hon, we're living in this shit world. We really are.
Yeah, we are.
We are just...
Nobody can afford anything anymore.
You know what?
My mom, now that we're married, my mom puts down on the gifts.
Well, your mom...
But see, my mom can't afford it at all.
That's what we're saying here, honey. Wrap yourself to a rocket and launch yourself to space. This world is not for us.
Yeah.
That is a gift. And between parents who don't care and parents who are obviously trying to make it,
right.
This is what we're faced with.
Yeah, it
terrible.
Is.
It's terrible.
It is, because I'll tell you, I really didn't want to go on, you know,
I know.
These things, but
I had
to, because...
You didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice, because we were running out of water, running out of food,
uh-huh.
running out of juice, running out of things, and running out of paper towels.
Oh,
no,
for goodness sake. Yeah.
I said, you know what, we're going to have to do something,
sure.
because
sure.
I don't want to keep on, because my money's right. going downhill.
Yeah.
Right now, I just had to pay for my car bill. It was like $400 for my car bill.
Right.
And then I had to pay for my new tires, $500.
Yeah.
And then I had to pay for my other problem that I had for my doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah.
That they, when I went to the hospital that one time, I had to pay for that now.
You went to the hospital?
Yeah, I had to go to the hospital because my, leg, I have... muscle spasms.
Oh, right. Okay.
And when I get the muscle spasms, I can't walk.
Right.
So what happens is that Jessica's mom had to rush me to the hospital because I have partial MS.
Oh.
And if that gets me on, it gets me locked, then I can't move for days.
Oh, you're bedridden for a while.
I'm bedridden forever.
Oh,
so, as soon as they give me the Botox shot,
sure.
I'm better. I'm up and down, and I'm doing everything.
Big number up, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you got all your Christmas cards out?
She goes crazy with the cards. I tell you, I don't know how.
People do that?
I don't know how people do it. I've never seen that.
Well, my friend Nancy's going to send me labels with her address and my my other friend and two more for Kevin and I. So we don't run out with our address, because if we pay, like, have to pay the water bill and then I...
Yeah.
Well, that.
You know, this way.
So how is everything else going with you guys?
Margie, I did it today.
You did it?
I went all alone.
You did it?
To that, you know, that pharmacy, that pumpkin pharmacy has nothing.
They have fucking Christmas.
It's a goddamn joke.
Like, they had slippers and things, but their gift bags, I bought three of them. It was like $1, it came up to $5.
I know. They're expensive over there. They're expensive over there, and I told you.
And they don't have a lot.
Wait, $9 for a scarf. $9 for a scarf. I said, I could sell that for, like, only $2.
I know.
And then I went to the
Good Food Cafe.
The hotel market. And I saw Nancy.
Good.
And I didn't have enough money for the cranberries. And she said, don't worry about it. Have a nice day. And I only got a tea. I like the English breakfast now. Oh, God.
I know.
So
you're hooked on to that
she
now.
She said, have a nice day.
So.
And she told me that they can make gluten-free things.
Yeah.
I have to call her. Because one of the workers is gluten-free. Her name is Rachel, I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
So if I want anything gluten-free, I just got to call them.
Yeah.
And nobody.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll be back soon.
Yeah. That hometown market is nice.
It's really nice. I mean, the girl helped me with the tea because I couldn't do the water because it's in one of those...
Yeah.
Boiling hot thing.
You have to press the something, and I don't want to get burned, and I don't want my say way, and I can't line it up.
You just put the cup underneath the cooler.
No, I don't know how it's made.
Oh, it's not one of those simple ones that you put under it.
Tonight we had dance class tonight, so I was happy.
Dance class?
Yeah, dance class all the way down the middle of the park.
Wow.
I hate traveling all the way down there.
Oh, really?
Oh, I do.
Oh.
It's not the pain in the ass, it's the traffic.
Right.
The traffic from here to it's like horrible.
Okay. I gotta give her treats, excuse me.
Yeah, she's right here. She's right here.
She's missing you for treats, aren't you? Aren't you, Kay? What's she doing?
She's so happy, she's wagging her tail.
So, Kevin, so how you been?
Good.
So, what did you do today?
Oh, I had some stuff to do today. I had to fix... Oh, listen to this now.
What?
I had to fix this stupid bill for my doctor's office because they didn't bill the right insurance.
Oh, you're kidding.
And they sent me a bill for $500 or something like that. And I said, you didn't call the right... Well, first of all, I called the doctor's office... The nasty, they say, doctor's office.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going, doctor's office, can you help?
No, I said, listen. So I called, and I explained my situation. They said, call this number. So I called, it's a separate office.
Yeah, no, well, that's what it is.
But it's in the same building.
What building is it?
It's right on Jackson Avenue. It's right around here. It's right, 28 Jackson Avenue. You know where Jackson Avenue is, right?
Yeah.
It's right out there. Anyway, so they fixed it. They said, oh, we had your card scanned, and I guess they didn't realize what they were doing.
Right.
And I said, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
So it's taken care of. It's all taken care of.
Awful.
And they said,
did you go shopping?
No, you know what? We've got stuff there.
Did you go shopping for it?
Oh, you're right. No. I'm gonna go tomorrow.
I went to Kmart. Oh,
not tomorrow, but
listen to this. I went to Kmart today, Chris, with my aunt, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what? She got me
what?
A new Christmas vest with a turtleneck shirt with a little bows and all that stuff. Three shirts for like $5 for them.
Wow.
And then the vest was only $9.
Wow.
And then we went to Kohl's. We saw a nice snowflake vest. So we got that and two nice shirts there. For Christmas.
Wow.
Baby wants tea or no?
Yes. Yes.
How many ideas?
Green tea, of course.
What about brown tea?
Brown tea?
Yeah.
What's a brown tea?
Well, they
brown
have black tea. They have red rose tea. They have...
But we had so much fun today.
Mm. Did Laura come?
No. Actually, I didn't. I didn't invite her to go. Because you know why? Yeah. She gets too hyperactive.
Oh.
And she gets too, like, wild.
Oh, it's too much for her?
Yes. When I walked inside the door, she was sleeping.
Well, she
what
must have
hell?
Woke up right away because...
Yeah.
I heard you buzz in and...
Right. Yeah. Well, she sleeps a lot. I'm worried about her. I am.
Well, I called her at 10 o'clock this morning.
Oh, yeah, she was just getting
she
up.
She was just getting up.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Laura, she was like, oh, honey, Chris, I can't go today. I said, all right.
I'm going with my aunt. Did she go with her aunt today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
And her aunt's sleeping and not getting up.
Yeah, I know. Her aunt's not doing well at all.
Why would you
and I just heard about my niece, so I'm just up and down
your
with that.
Niece.
But,
why? What happened to her? Kathy's daughter?
It's something to do with something. I can't explain it in front of, you know, Kevin. So.
In front of me? Why not?
What?
It's a girl thing.
Oh, please.
Come on. He's 30 years old. He's my husband.
Let me
I know.
Listen.
Well, my niece has her period, and it's lasting her for like 10 days.
Oh, okay.
And
not good.
That's not good.
No.
And she has ulcers. What's it called? Ulcers.
Oh,
and then ulcers. And then she has polyps on top of that.
Ouch.
So it's really. And she's only 17, going on 17 years old.
That's not good. That's not good at all.
No. And they think it might be cancer. It might not be. And they're going through like.
Not good. That's not good at all.
Tomorrow she's going for her ultrasound, whatever.
Her ultrasound,
yeah.
Yeah. Figure out what's going on.
So if you guys can just pray for her for me.
Yes.
You don't have to ever feel weird about talking to me.
Kevin's been with me to my OBGYN.
No, forget about that. I grew up with women. Most of my friends are women. I don't have a lot of guy friends.
Right.
So,
but I mean, you really don't want to talk to boys about that.
I don't know.
I talk about whatever I want.
Yeah, we're all adults here, you know.
Yeah, it's only between us two, and
I'm not gonna go.
But I'm just worried about her because she's only 17 and she's in special ed, and she doesn't,
she doesn't understand.
She doesn't understand what goes on.
Oh shit, that's
scary.
She's
really. Do you know how they move their heads a lot, those kids? And they just keep on banging their heads sometimes.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I forget what that is, too.
She just moves her head constantly, and she goes,
Helmet starvation.
Yeah, and they have to have a helmet on her all the time.
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a joke that they really need.
But she...
Oh, she has Tourette's.
Tourette's, yes.
And she says, I.
Yeah, sometimes she says, I. Hi, Aunt Margie. She thinks I'm moving her head back and forth.
She'll talk to you, though, right?
Yeah, she'll talk to me. She'll talk to everybody. But she won't talk to strangers.
Right.
She won't talk to strangers.
Oh, but she could have a conversation with
you. Oh, yeah. She can have a nice conversation. She goes, Aunt Margie, we went to the store and we bought Aunt Margie something for Christmas.
Oh, God.
And then my other little niece says, she goes, she's only 6 years old. She goes, Aunt Margie, you're coming over my house next Saturday. We're going to play... Hit Aunt Margie on the head with the balls.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
So I'm in for it.
So they really put helmets on these people?
Yeah, because they don't really want them to bang their heads.
Well, you know how they hear people joke about that. I thought that was true. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. And then she has leg problems because my sister always carried her, and she never let her down.
Well, that's
her grand.
Well, that's
it's
her
my, fault. That's my sister's fault.
That's your sister's fault.
Well, it's not her sister. My the brother-in-law's fault.
Well, that's
his fault.
That's his fault. He's gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah, and now she's in leg braces that she has to take. Oh, leg braces.
Yeah, because she
couldn't get her balance or anything.
He's a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. He's an idiot for not.
Yeah.
For not doing that. Yeah. And it's very sad.
It is.
Very, very, very sad.
And he's a kind of kid that's overprotective. Yeah. My brother-in-law. Very overprotective. Let's say if my sister ever did something, like if she ever get a shirt that was down to her,
right.
You know,
right.
Which book,
yeah.
He would have a fit.
Really?
Fit.
Really?
Whoa. But wait. The day that that my mom had a little birthday party over by her house.
Sure.
And she said everybody can go into the pool.
Yeah.
First thing Kathy had to do is ask her husband if she can go into the pool.
Are you serious? Why?
He's overprotective, Chris. He's
a
jerk.
But it's not normal. That's not normal at all. She can't even wear what she wants or go where she wants.
That's right.
What kind of a world is this?
Yeah. So her husband, she's got to ask everything?
She's got to ask permission?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why does she though? That's her fault.
That's her fault. That's not mine. So I said to her, forget about it.
She should just say, screw you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
But see, that's how she was, you know, she's in love with him.
I know, but you know
Are they married?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they're married.
Husband,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. This is what I mean.
They've been married for 20... Oh my gosh. About 17 years.
And doesn't she recognize that he's being controlling you, asshole?
Oh, yeah, she knows it, but she can't do anything about it because...
Oh, stop.
You know what? You can do what
such
you
a
want.
It's love, and it's not that. She's always in love with him.
I understand
love. And
I love.
Told her.
I know.
The one time when they got into a big, huge fight, I said, Kathy, get out of there.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was so bad that I said, Kathy, just get out of there.
Yeah, and she doesn't care.
And her two daughters started crying for mommy.
Oh, Jesus. Make it stop, you know?
Yeah.
Does he hit her? I mean...
No.
No.
If he ever did, I would call the cops right away.
Yeah. But it sounds bad either way.
It's not that, you know, that's easier for people.
I know it's not easy because she's kind of abused in a way, but, you know, it's...
But I get tired of parents saying, well, he did this and he did that. Well, you know what? It's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
You stayed with him.
You didn't carry him, but you didn't do this. There are sometimes I just hate people because of the way they do.
I will.
You know?
I really do. I hate when people
do
things that, you know, they don't do what wrong.
Uh-huh.
But I gotten what when we went to food pantry thing, the lady's like, who do you want to put in name? I said, Laura.
Oh, you put it in her name.
I put it in her name.
You did.
But my phone number is on the...
Yeah.
On the thing.
You're in contact.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm handling everything.
So that she doesn't...
She doesn't touch it at all.
But
I'm handling
but
everything.
But it's in her name.
It's in her name.
Yeah.
But I'm just... Because she had to bring the bill over and bring her ID card over.
Yeah.
But what was that for?
Just to... contact of everything. They just have to have it on record that you have that. So, and because she has to come in, we have to give her a card and everything. We have to give her everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they give out gift certificates to you guys. They gave me a $25 gift certificate for Target. So I'm going to go up to Target and get. It's usually ShopRite.
It usually is.
But for Christmas, they probably gave you a Target one for $25.
So, do they give one each month?
Yeah, give one each month every time when you come in.
You should give one to Laura and say, look, keep this in your room.
Do you want anything to eat?
I don't really want to do that.
Want anything to eat? We have cookies that he gives them.
No, thank you.
You don't want to do that? You don't want
to
give her?
No, because I don't want to give her anything, because then if her mother ever finds it in her room or anything, I would be in trouble.
Why won't her mother let her do anything?
Well, her mother will let her do things, but I want to keep it for us, because
you're afraid that
if she ever goes out to ShopRite or goes out to something, she'll abuse everything.
Yeah,
so I would like to keep everything settled with me.
Yeah.
So I can keep it with me, so in case I ever have to do anything with her, like if we have to have the like emergency on Wednesdays, because I work at Target, so I can go get milk, water.
Why don't the both of you just share food? Why don't you share food with her? She has no food. She's taking from you. Why don't you just share? Why don't you?
Well, we do share my food.
Oh, okay.
And this is what the problem is. We run out of stuff right away because she doesn't buy anything. And see, her sister buys everything, but she lives in Franklin Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
She lives all the way far, far away, and her mother brings her food over to her. And the center has to give her some food. It's just a whole huge mess. I finally said, forget about this. I'll do the food. Yeah. I told you, I'll do the food.
Yeah.
You take care of everything else.
Mm-hmm. That sounds bad.
Yeah.
It's awful.
And it's not that. I just like to have it just an emergency if anything happens.
Yeah.
Like if we need something right away, we have something up there.
Yeah.
You know?
And she won't starve again.
And she won't starve. And I won't have her starve.
No.
And I think this will work out good.
Right, because her own mother doesn't care if she starves, so obviously.
No, and like Jimmy told me, she's taking advantage of you, Archie, because you're feeding her daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, she is.
Doing anything, you know, she's not doing something for
She is taking advantage.
That's what I said,
And you're not in a position to stand up for yourself, unfortunately, because you're in her place.
Yeah, it's her place, not mine.
That's terrible.
And I don't like to do that.
No.
You know?
But you know what? Sooner or later, you're going to say, something's not right here. I'm not stupid.
And then they said, at the pantry, they said, we give paper towels and toilet paper and all that. I said, good for me. Because that's what, everybody complains about that I don't chip in for.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, who eats more of my food? Who eats everything?
You know what? You do everything. And you get treated with shit.
Yep.
It's...
Chris, you know that.
I know.
It's terrible. There's no
excuse. It's just, and Pat does this, Jessica's mom does the same thing.
They all do it.
What?
They all do.
They abuse.
Yeah.
They abuse. It's abuse.
They take advantage of me, saying, Margie drives, Margie can take them.
Well,
Margie
know what?
Can do this,
you,
Margie can do that.
Maybe I can say, you know what, I'm not a babysitter.
Yeah.
I'm not a babysitter.
Yeah.
No, but when I moved here, my mom's glad that I have somebody here. Like,
but what I'm saying
that wasn't taking advantage of
What we're saying is,
with the other parents,
they
constantly want me to do, constantly want me to say, okay, Margie, I want you to take my daughter here and there and there. While they sit their asses home and do nothing.
And drink coffee.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's stupid. Yeah. You're not a babysitter.
And Jenny says,
No, of course not.
No.
But Laura's mom drinks too much.
She acts like a jerk. She acts like a jerk, and I'm not too surprised.
No.
I'm not surprised she acts like a jerk.
I don't
want
to say anything.
No.
But.
No, but her patterns, it seems like she's got a problem.
Oh, her mother?
Yes, Laura's mother.
Yeah. Well, we don't see her.
It doesn't matter. It seems like it.
It seems like it because,
you know,
I think
she doesn't have a dream. Well, she has a problem. Let's put it that way. She has a lot of problems.
And her sister, I don't...
Well,
her sister will take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing is, her sister lives all the way in Franklin.
And that's a very far ride.
Yeah, she works 24 hours a day.
Yes. She's very busy.
She works for the Lauren Taylor, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah. Lauren Taylor's
store.
Oh, she works at the counter?
No, she works there. Yeah, she works in the business.
Oh, in the office.
In the company.
Right. Yeah. So it's very busy.
So it's just very busy up there all the time.
Yes.
And I feel bad for her sister because she has to come all the way down here to come get us tomorrow morning.
That's not fair.
Bring us all the way up there and then come and bring herself to work.
That's not right.
But why can't... But why can't they take... Now, the dialer told me one time they don't go there in the morning, but they go there in the afternoon. What the heck is that?
Well, sometimes...
They
sometimes they will. Now, what happened last time you said somebody texted you and said we have to talk about Laura at the center? Something happened?
Yeah. One of the kids.
Yeah.
One of the kids. Her name is Sharon. She's...
Yeah.
She's a pain in the ass, Sharon. Mm-hmm. You'll probably meet her tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Don't ever become friends with her, please.
I have a friend named Sharon. She's visually impaired, stunning new girl teacher.
Yeah.
So
the only thing is, she mouths off.
All the time?
Yes. This one, that one.
Well, she won't like me, so.
Wait. And the funniest part is, she hits Jessica on the head every time.
What?
Why?
And Jessica does not like that. And I said, Sharon, don't hit her again, because if you hit her again, you're going to talk to me.
Yeah.
And Sharon knows because we're best friends. And I tease her all the time. So if you see me teasing her, that means we're just teasing each other.
Why does she hit Jessica, though?
She has a... She's...
It's one of those... Okay, out there,
yeah, she's woohoo!
Oh boy, oh
and
boy.
I said to her, I said, you would have laughed because I say to her all the time, Sharon, I have a problem. She goes, I don't want to hear it. I'm like, okay, fine. She goes, I have a problem. And then I was like, I want to hear it. So we argue back and forth all the time.
Well, Sharon sounds like a real winner.
Oh, she does.
She's like a real asshole.
And you know what else I said to myself is, I try to be everybody's friend there. So yes, I say, whoever wants to call me can call me.
Otherwise,
I'm
not here.
Don't want,
don't
and then
bother.
Sharon calls me once a week to see how everything's doing because she wants to be nosy. She wants
She's
to be
nosy
about what is Laura doing, what is she doing bad.
What is her disability, nosiness?
Nosiness.
That's what I'm going to call it, nosiness.
She just is a pain in the ass.
No, but
some people are a pain in the ass.
I told Chris tonight, I don't want to be with nosy people there.
Wow.
And that's what I told
her. Well, you know what?
I don't want to be...
I'm sorry to say this, but... Between helmet heads, nosy people, and people who just can't keep their hands themselves, you're gonna have a fun day.
I told Brianna, I don't want anybody touching me because I'll touch him right back in the ass.
Well, don't do that. But
Chris, it's not gonna be that. You
won't
have to
bad.
Worry about anything like that because that center will.
They
correct it right
they,
away.
They don't put up with
anyone touching you.
They don't put up with
bullshit. They don't touch
it.
They won't touch you. They won't do anything to
they
you.
Won't put up with nothing.
And see, Sharon is the kind of person that won't do anything unless you do something to her.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I don't do anybody to anything, but sometimes when they see
but
my
see,
people,
Jessica
they go
is,
and they touch it.
See, Jessica is
I've
the
never
kind
been
of person...
because I'm blind. I don't
know. No, because you weren't in... a sheltered facility.
No, I was around normal people.
Sharon. See, Jessica and Sharon and Tommy in the mall have like a little game going on.
Right.
And that's their game. Me and her have a game too. But see, my game is shut your mouth, be quiet, and leave her alone. That's it.
Yeah,
and Jessica knows to stay away from Sharon. Laura knows to stay away from Sharon when she's in her mood swings.
Oh, Laura,
Stay away.
Has she had mood swings lately?
Who?
Laura. Oh. Well.
You know when she's going to get her, you know what, because she gets that.
She's 50. She should still be...
Well, sometimes you do get it still.
No, I know sometimes you do, but if she's regularly, like, no. Yeah. I mean,
but it's not, that I saw him when he was trying to get rid of it. I have big problems with mine.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have a big, huge you know,
yeah,
a mess all the time.
Oh, no.
So I just have to watch what I do.
You do need to watch. You should definitely go to the doctor.
We're having surgery. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can have surgery done and everything. I'm like, if you want to pay $6,000, $7,000 for it, go right ahead and do it on me.
Yeah, go ahead. So, you got the money? Go for it.
Yeah, you go for it.
You're right.
I'm on a pill. I'm on a birth control pill.
Do you know who's my doctor? Yeah.
Who?
Chris?
Who?
Dr. Sean. Steven's father. Steven Sean?
He's a gynecologist?
Yep.
So they figured out the problem or no?
Yeah, they did. I have a big uterus, what it's called?
Uterus, yeah.
Yeah, I have a big one.
Right.
And that's why I bleed so
and
much.
And it's pulled front to the front. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
So, and they said because of that and everything else, I had surgery done when I was little and all that stuff. So that's why they, you know, they fixed everything around there.
Yeah, that's...
Right, Chris?
Well, I see Dr.
Well, you
Wilson.
Remember when I was in the hospital?
Oh, for that.
No, she remembered when I was in the hospital when I was a little girl.
I don't remember that.
She got to remember. She doesn't remember.
You
got to
remember. I block everything out.
I know.
I moved away.
The only thing... No, you mean... Oh, guess who I just spoke to tonight?
Who?
Flano.
Oh.
She's doing very well. She said, if you ever need me, just call me on the phone. Hello, Floriano, I need you.
Yeah, but can't she drive anymore?
No.
See, that's the thing. She can't drive anymore.
She can't drive anymore. But I always said, Miss Floriano, we'll call you. We'll call. I'll call you from my house to your house.
And we'll call you from the condo and have you come for a party.
Why aren't they supposed to have something for her and they never did? I know.
What happened to that?
I don't know. I think it's going to be after the holidays. They're going to do something.
Miss Milano came to our wedding.
How much? I know. How much can she remember?
Who, Milano?
Yeah.
She remembers us.
She remembers when me and Chris used to chase the boys.
She remembers.
She remembers like the Olympics.
She remembers from years back.
Everybody.
She remembers from years ago.
She remembers. You know, she's the kind of girl that will remember. Me, Jessica, Christine, Keith Westdyke, and Bobby Fedgers, and Alex.
She remembered a little bit about Crazy Eric Barr.
Yeah.
I think we all remember.
She remembers
a stalker.
Everybody.
He's a stalker.
He is crazy, Eric.
He's a stalker.
She's the kind of person that
Eric has a body,
definitely
huh?
remember everybody. If you walked up to her, she goes, oh my God, Margie, how are you? How's your sister? How's your mom? How's your, you know, she remembers my family.
So Eric remembers everybody, you think?
He would just say, oh, I stay away from those losers. They're a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, that's what he used to say to her.
That's what he always told me.
Yep, that's what he always told me, too.
I stay away from everybody because they're a bunch of assholes. You don't want to stay in touch with those assholes, do you, Christine? You don't want to stay in touch with those assholes, do you?
Why did he say that?
It always did.
Because he left Olympics because his vision got worse. And that's why he left.
And he's mad about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it was the truth. When I left the Special Olympics, because there was a reason why.
Yeah.
Because there was this guy that molested me and everybody else.
Oh, more molesting.
So, yeah.
There's a lot of molesting going on.
Yeah.
I left because of my heart.
Yeah.
And when I ran,
well, me
like
and Jessica left because of that.
Who did?
So.
Jessica too.
Jessica left too.
Who was it? Was it somebody on the team?
It was one of the coaches. And he, you remember Tommy Ballard?
Yeah.
Tommy.
Very rarely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he was one of them. That was him.
No. How'd he get away with it?
He got away with it a couple of years. And then finally, he was working at the Foundation of Wayne. And he did it again at the Foundation of Wayne. And they found out and all parents got together and said, I want him gone. So that's what they did. They got him to be gone. He got into jail. He went down to cell.
Took him long enough.
Yep.
Took him long enough to burn. Yep. I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, he's been doing this for years.
How do you get away? I mean, were there, like, shower rooms that, like,
if the girls' room would be upstairs, yeah. He would be upstairs into the girls' rooms.
Okay.
And then these girls used to come, because the girl, sometimes when you have to take a shower, you have to go around the corner right. to take your shower.
Right, right. It'd be the
and
dorms.
Then,
yeah,
yeah, and then you kind of come back out to go into your rooms to get dressed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, every time, he was right upstairs watching
right
these girls go in and out, and then finally, it was just too much. I told Jessica's mom, I said, I really don't want to go back to the Special Olympics. She goes, why? I said, because Tommy molested me when I was doing a lot of stuff.
Did you report it?
Oh, yeah. My grandparents called the cops, and his father was my grandfather's best friend.
Yeah.
And his father gave him a lecture really, really bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing what those lectures, what may do.
Yeah.
The lectures. Yeah. You know what?
They ain't shit.
You shouldn't have to have a lecture.
His father's brother was a cop. Wayne Cop.
Yeah.
And so was my fucking father.
Yeah.
And you know what? Half of my family is on the police force.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, and you know what? None of those lectures, they'll tell you, nobody cares what they...
No.
Nobody cares.
Oh, there was a fire.
Yeah, in Patterson there was
a fire. My mom said that happened yesterday, and she said that we're a day late putting it on the news.
I'm like, they kept it on.
She said it was a day late. Yeah.
They are winners.
She called, I have to go see my aunt. My aunt's in the hospital, Margie.
Aww.
Yeah, it's...
My mom's sister.
It's a shame.
She had an injection for a shot, and she got a skin infection.
She has phlebitis.
Aww.
So now I got to go to Tom's River Saturday afternoon, but I'll be back in the evening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do some Christmas shopping down there.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go see her. She sounded good today, but she's like, I got to stay here. I don't know when I'm going to see you.